Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, our marketplace mystic, Ragini Michaels, speaker, author, and expert in behavioral change, discussing how you can healthily handle envy and jealousy as it arises in you. So I want to talk to you about the example of when you walked into a store and were just like, and you're like, their hands started, I want that, I want it all. Okay, so how do you move from that place to, oh, this is just emptiness, and now I'm going to convert this to spaciousness? I mean, how did you do that?
Well, the first thing that you have to do, that I have learned to do, is to be aware that I am in that space and to know that my entire inner dialogue is now reaching out to every item. If you watched my eyes, they would be running from object to object.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to, you know, lasso it with my attention to pull it towards me in some way, right? So I feel this leaving of myself as I go out into the world to find everything that's there, and a contraction as well, because I want to grab onto it. So the first thing is learning what it feels like when you're in this place, and oftentimes being aware of your internal dialogue is a big clue. Being aware of your energy can be a clue. Is it going out? Is it pulling back? Usually for envy and jealousy, it goes out. You leave yourself in a way. You really do.
You really feel yourself being pulled out, right?
Yes, you're being pulled out by what you want out there. It's so strong. You just go towards it and you lose yourself.
Yeah, then if you guys were able to see when Ragini has shown me, her body is leaning forward. I mean, your body would be leaning forward. Your nose is leaning forward.
And all of my muscles contract because I'm like a cat ready to pounce, you know, on the mouse.
Right.
I'm just like, can I get it? What do I have to do? The whole body, down to my toes, my fingertips, to my toes, to my eyebrows, my forehead. It has
your ears even look tense when I'm looking at you right now.
It's a real tension to it because I want it.
Right.
And that's the thing about jealousy and envy. It's an I want it, not do I need it? Is it of value to me? Is it going to make my life better? No, it's I want it. And there's nothing behind it except I want it. And so once you are conscious of that, you can take a breath and take a step back and go, this is greed, this is jealousy, this is envy. All right.
Okay.
You can breathe into it. And actually, when you're able to do that, you relax into it and let it be there for the moment because it is there.
Jealousy has arisen. Envy has arisen.
And then you can actually, what I do is I actually stand there with it and I feel it, you know, and I'm just now, but now because I'm aware of it and I breathe into it, contrary to popular opinion, breathing into it doesn't give it energy. Breathing into it causes it to start to dissipate a little bit because now you've got some awareness about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you have awareness, you're pulling back into yourself. Okay. Now, the problem that stops people there is if you're pulling back into yourself, you're pulling back into that emptiness that was driving you in the first place.
Right.
Okay. So you have to have some kind of understanding about some kind of spiritual understanding. I'm not purporting a specific spiritual understanding, just that people... oftentimes life is a lot easier with one, right? Something that lets you know that you're okay just the way you are, you have everything you need. It sounds Pollyanna, but if you can actually get to that place in the moment, you can say, well, what do I already have that I can feel grateful for? And then if you start looking, you realize you have an awful lot. Everybody does. I'm standing there in the store. Well, first of all, I'm alive.
Right.
I'm breathing, right?
Your bar is pretty low.
But that's a fundamental thing
we
overlook.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, then I can go down the list, you know, okay, I have money in my pocketbook, I had lunch, or I'm going to lunch, or, you know, I mean, I'm fine. There isn't anything wrong missing in the current moment except what my mind and body are telling me is missing. Okay. So if you can breathe into that, which is one of the big keys of meditation and why people actually support meditation, because it allows you to breathe into and relax with whatever's
happening.
Right.
You're creating space with your breath.
You bet. Space. And remember, we said the emptiness can change into spaciousness.
Right.
But first, you have to get some space or distance from the jealousy and the envy. Okay. So that you can actually see what it is.
Right.
Because once you can see it out there, you know it can't be you. It can't be you if you can see it.
Right.
Because you're the one who's looking at it. So
right.
You have to be over here and the jealousy and the envy has to be out there.
Right.
So once you've separated yourself from it, you have a much higher probability then of being able to relax into the moment if you're not terrified of the emptiness.
Right.
You're
so the spaciousness
on the
is also like pulling away, like literally creating space from it. It's not only the spaciousness of the spaciousness, but it's that's created by pulling away.
Yes, pulling away from it. Stepping back, actually. It's not so much pulling away as it is stepping back or stepping to the side.
Right. And just being like a third party observer, just like, isn't this whole scenario fascinating?
If you're into psychology, you'd be in a meta position. If you're into spirituality, you'd say you'd be witnessing it or observing it.
I'm in witness energy. I hate that. Sorry. Sorry, people who use that word. I'm in witness. Oh, I can't stand that. All right. So,
and we'll talk about why another day, CJ.
It's probably because I'm angry. I don't know. Okay. So let's go through it. Let's see. I think we have enough time to go through another scenario. Oh, God. All right, let's quickly try to go through that scenario that you mentioned. The one that we hear all the time, especially with married couples, either both of them are working, one working, not working. Mm-hmm. And the scarcity item is time. I don't have enough time to do stuff for myself. Mm-hmm. How come you're always at work? Will you watch your kids? This kind of dialogue. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just fast forward through some of this stuff, but I want to ask you. So the root cause, if we use your model, what I'm hearing is the root cause is scarcity and greed. And in that case, your limited resource is time.
Is time. That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so your attention is focused externally, which is, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, you know, I don't have enough time. You know, I don't have enough time. It's you. You're taking my time, right? Mm-hmm. Versus internally, which is, I think, the first step in what people need to do, right? Figure out internally what is it that their basic needs are that aren't being met. Isn't mm-hmm. that also part of it too?
Well, it is, because usually when you have a couple that are vying for time, they each have a career or something that's of value to them or importance to them. And if you follow it down deeply enough, and after a while this gets pretty obvious and you see it very quickly, whatever it is they're going for on the outside is because then they'll feel better about themselves, and then the belief is, and then that feeling on the inside will go away.
Right.
The negative feeling, the lack, the I'm not good enough, whatever it is that you think about yourself internally.
Right.
So people don't often connect those two, what's actually going on in your life and your upsetness and how it relates to your deep sense of self on the inside.
Right. And it's usually, I mean, if you follow down that path, that elevator down, mm-hmm. down into the deepest level, it's usually about self-worth. I'm not worthy. I'm not of value if I'm not working or if not doing whatever. So I need more time.
And once you're comfortable at saying a part of me believes I'm not worthy, it's a lot easier to be willing to go down there mm-hmm. than if you think it's a hideous thing to say a part of me believes I'm unworthy. It's just a part, not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I think some of the things that you and I have discussed before in terms of how you get to the solution necessarily mm-hmm. is one, go to the root cause, figure what it was. In this mm-hmm. case, it's about time. Go inside, figure out what you need. You know, maybe mm-hmm. it's or your fundamental beliefs that you can at least start questioning. If you don't even mm-hmm. know what the justification is or the beliefs that you have, you can't even question them. Are you worthy or are you not worthy? If you decided to be a mother, does that make you not worthy? You know, starting to mm-hmm. question those, but you need to go down.
Right.
And if you never create the space, you probably never go down the elevator shaft to know what the root cause is of the belief.
That's right.
That's causing that emptiness, right?
It can also be a value like fairness.
Yep. Oh, I love that one. Yeah, it could be a value. How mm-hmm. come you get to work? How come you get to work this many hours and I don't?
And it's not fair.
Balanced
out.
Yep. And then I think the other thing, let's see if we have enough time. I think we do. The other thing is to move to gratitude. So I think that that's what you're saying that you did. The way that you create space, one of the things that you do is stop the dialogue, mm-hmm. right? You stop the dialogue and say, what is the more helpful dialogue? And one of the things that I've done that you've helped me with is to say, okay, what am I grateful for? I have these incredible kids. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness I have the luxury to actually stay home and be with the kids. Mm-hmm. Thank God I'm here to witness, you know, my child's first, you know, whether it's their first track mm-hmm. meet or their first steps or whatever. And this is like, you know, gold.
So here's the question you asked to get to the gratitude. Mm-hmm. What is it that's even more important to me than fairness? Or then my getting my career off the ground. What's even more important to me than that?
Mine's love. You make me cry just thinking about it, but it's love, right? I mean, it's about love.
And that's the question. That's how you get from being stuck into what you just discovered, which is love. You know, how do you get there? What's even more important to you than getting this fairness in your relationship or this success in your career? What's even more important? Yeah. And that automatically takes you into your inner world. Mm. Because if you keep asking that, you're going to come up with something that makes a little tear in your eye like you just experienced. And your heart is going to quiver and your mind is going to say, oh my God. Most of us in the West have a fairly cynical side. So be prepared for that, and that's okay.
Yeah. And that's nice, though, because what allows you to do is relax into it.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So we're going to try. What I would love to do is I'm going to write this up so people have a little formula and steps that they can go through. Because it's, I think in the moment, it's really hard to think through these. Mm-hmm. But if I had my little cheat sheet of Ragini's steps, that would be awesome. So Ragini Michael, speaker, author. Oops, sorry.
Will that be posted on your?
Yes, it will be posted on my website at www.fireitupwithcj.com. Ragini Michael, speaker, author, and expert in behavioral change on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, what you can take action on.